So this is the eighth session of our annual meeting with our partners. Our partners contribute a significant portion of our budget every year. So every year, this meeting enables us to review various aspects of our integration programs, particularly those that donors supported, and enables us also to brief them on what we are doing in a variety of areas, in the financial side, on the administrative side, in capacity building, in all the various things that we do to deepen the integration process, including, of course, the issues of peace and security. So we just give them, because an opportunity to give them a global view of what we're doing, we discuss it with them, and then discuss those areas in which they're involved in, and enable them to have a better appreciation of what we're doing and how they can further support us to achieve our purpose of integrating the region.
How will ECOWAS review its process with regards to the integration of the whole regional bloc, looking at the European Union experience within the West African, or for that matter, the African context?
Yeah, essentially, another element of the meeting is also for us to, besides telling them what we're doing and how we're doing it in relation to the activities that they're supporting, also to enable them to make some suggestions as to how we can leverage some best practices elsewhere. I just mentioned about the EU, in order to improve the efficiency of our programs in delivering the services and in delivering the mandate of ECOWAS, of improving the life and the welfare of our citizens using the projects that they're supporting, using our own other regional projects in a variety of areas, in the area of agriculture, in the area of infrastructure, in the area of peace and security, so that comprehensively we can look at all the issues that we're dealing with, discuss it with them, get them a sense of how far we have gone with those, and then enable them to drop minds together, discuss, and see how we can improve our effectiveness.
The issue of peace and security has always raised its head. How will the evaluation ensure structures are put in place to ensure more stability that will further attract investors to boost the economic power of the region?
Yeah, promoting regional security against the context of the variety of crises that we've had in the region, of course, has always been our preoccupation. And in doing this, we've had the very important support of these leaders, of our partners, because, I mean, it can be quite expensive to engage in to implement some of these mechanisms that promote regional peace and security. So we've had, thankfully, to our donors, we've had their support in building this, in doing security sector reform, in supporting the regional standby force, in training, in capacity building in a variety of areas to improve our capacity to be able to respond to the issues of peace and security. Now, starting from tomorrow, the next 2 days, the meeting is going to be for the next 2 days, starting from tomorrow. Indeed, on the second day, which is Friday, the first issue on the cards is a discussion of the security state in West Africa in all its dimensions, the issues of electoral processes, the issue of security, the issue of humanitarian challenges, all these gamut of issues we're going to discuss with our partners, because you have to understand that it's important. Development cannot take place in the absence of stability. Yes, I was saying that development cannot take place in the absence of peace, security, and stability. We have always recognized that. Regional leaders have always recognized that. That is the more reason why they have paid premium on the need to create an environment that is conducive for development to take place. And that's why they have invested so much energy and time and resources to do that. Including, of course, the last challenge in Cote d'Ivoire, which thankfully we have managed to resolve. So we appreciate that there's a correlation between peace and security and stability and development. And we are trying to discuss with our partners what we have done, just to give them a sense of what has happened in the region in the seventh meeting with them, brief them on what has happened and what we did, and then give them a sense of all the issues in the areas of elections, in the area of security, in the area of the humanitarian challenges that we have, the issues of flooding, the issues of environmental issues, the issues of agriculture, all the human security issues that we also have to deal with. It gives them a better sense of what we face, what we confront, so that they can in a better position to see how they can not just appreciate what we are doing, but also how they can further support us to resolve these challenges so that we can proceed in pulling our people out of poverty.
There have been concerns that since the setup of ECOWAS some 36 years ago, the issue of deepening of the regional integration implementation of the sectorial policies has not fully materialized as people would wish it is. What is ECOWAS doing to see a complete fruition of this aspect of the objectives of ECOWAS?
Well, I can understand the expectations of those who believe that we have not made much progress. Don't forget that this is the only region in the whole of Africa where we have a visa-free travel regime, where community citizens can move about freely. We have made quite some progress. We have made progress. We are engaged in trying to improve our agriculture. That is part of the process of harmonizing our policies and working in the same direction of improving our agricultural production. In the next 5 years, we're investing about $150 million, and partners are providing another $900 million to support us to improve agriculture. We're also working with private sector and governments to improve infrastructure, to improve regional infrastructure, because that is critical to also supporting development. We're active in the areas of health. We're active in the areas of industry and mines. We're active in the areas of gender and education and all a variety of areas. So we're quite active in so many areas, because the challenges are quite enormous. The resources are limited, but we're trying within what is possible with our resources and the support of our partners to see how we can move this process forward. Very painstaking process, could be quite a challenge sometimes, but gradually we make quite some progress. Perhaps not to the expectation of some people, but at least we're making some progress. The challenges remain, but we are working at it, and we are working very, very strongly at it.